As real estate becomes more expensive and difficult to afford, and as wages come down, I believe these trends will cause more people to be renters. One of the reasons Kim and I did not panic during the August 9, 2007 crash is because we rent out real estate for cash flow. We do not sell real estate. When the subprime mortgage market collapsed, sellers panicked. People who invested for cash flow, those who rent property to others, didn't panic. In fact, they saw opportunity. In down markets, there are more renters than buyers, so a crash is generally good for landlords, but not sellers. A final thought on trends is the importance of history and cycles. Having survived a number of up and down markets, I have learned a lot from history. There is one historical trend I believe is worth watching. That trend is the 20-year cycle between stocks and commodities. As a person who sailed for an oil company, I became curious about why the prices of commodities went up as stock prices came down. A few years ago, I came across a book written by one of my favorite financial authors, Jim Rogers, entitled Hot Commodities. Rogers discovered that stock prices went up for 20 years at the same time as commodity prices came down. For example, from 1960 to 1980, just as I was coming of age, commodity prices, such as oil and gold, were rising. In 1980, oil, gold, silver, and real estate prices came down rapidly as stock prices started climbing. Between 1980 and 2000, the stock market was the place to be, and oil, gold, and silver were dogs. While the commodity market was down, I was buying all the oil, gold, silver, and real estate I could. On schedule, in 2000, at the height of the dot-com boom, share prices dropped and commodity prices came roaring back up. If history repeats, this means that commodities will come down in 2020, and stocks will be the market to be in again. In conclusion, ultimately, it is not the asset that makes you rich. Information makes you rich or poor. In real estate, most investors lose money because of inadequate information and intelligence. That is why when someone asks me, "Is real estate a good investment?" my reply is, "I don't know. Are you a good investor?"